Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada and Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell about the safety and laws of fireworks. 4th of July coming up, obviously a time where people like to light off fireworks. The city of Knoxville has a specific code and law about that. Tell everyone what that is.
Simplest terms, the law is that you cannot discharge fireworks in the city limits of Knoxville unless you have a permit to do a commercial display.
Well, I know there's some fireworks that are bigger and go off high into the air and explode, and then there's some sparkler stuff, I guess. What's the distinction between the type of fireworks that are not allowed?
Basically, anything that goes bang or flies is not allowed. So if it's a handheld sparkler, those are considered novelty items and are permitted. As a general rule, if it flies through the air or goes bang, it's illegal.
What does the Knoxville Police Department plan to do to, I guess, help curb, because some people do like to light off fireworks regardless of the law?
Well, it's the same as we've done in years past. If people choose to shoot off fireworks and an officer sees them, or we have a report from someone that's willing to sign a complaint, they could be charged. In this case, discharging fireworks in the city limits is a fine of up to $500.
What should people do, or where should they go if they wanted to light off fireworks?
Well, then you have to abide by what the state statute says. And the state statute sets out certain dates and times where you can shoot off fireworks on property that you own or have permission to shoot off fireworks from. So if you live outside the city limits of Knoxville and you own property, as long as you meet what the county standards are, you're welcome to do so there. But within the city limits, you cannot discharge fireworks.
There are also different laws at the state level for how to buy fireworks, or when and how you can buy fireworks. What are those?
Well, you can see in the city of Knoxville, we already have several fireworks stands set up. When the state established the law allowing fireworks sales, they specifically said that cities could not restrict the sale of fireworks within their jurisdiction, but they could restrict the use of fireworks within their jurisdiction. So that's why we have stands selling fireworks, but you're not allowed to use them in the city limits.
Well, let's say I was lighting off fireworks in a where I'm supposed to, I'm not breaking the law. What are some safety things that I should keep in mind if I am lighting off fireworks?
What you should be careful of when setting off fireworks is to make sure that you're not setting off anything in your hand. The fireworks should be set on the ground and ignited that way. It should be always done under adult supervision. There should be no alcohol or other intoxicants involved in those setting off the fireworks. And you should stay back a safe distance.
All right, Chief, 4th of July is coming up. A lot of people want to light off fireworks. As far as safety is concerned, what should people know about lighting off fireworks?
Well, they're prohibited in Knoxville, in the city limits of Knoxville. There's no time, day or night, any time that you can light off the consumer fireworks. The sparklers, the snakes, the poppies, things like that is legal, but bigger fireworks, the firecrackers, and on up, it's not allowed. So my best recommendation is to keep you safe and out of trouble, don't light off fireworks in Knoxville.
What are just some generic things people should know if they're around fireworks, if maybe they're traveling around and they are in a place where they can light off fireworks?
Yeah. From what I understand, it's only the county. You can light off in the townships area on the 4th of July only from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it has to be on your property. Having said that, you know, I stay a safe distance away. Obviously, it's more than just a burn hazard. There's also a hearing hazard as well. So little kids, I would recommend that, you know, earmuffs or just keep them out of, you know, far enough back that it doesn't harm their hearing. And then even the smaller fireworks, the sprinklers, and that, remember, they're hot and they stay hot. It burns on metal and that metal heats up and it'll stay hot for some time. So they can cause first and second degree burns as well. So if you're going to do sparklers, make sure that kids understand that they hold them far away from their body, and they keep them far away from their body until they're done fizzing. And then I would have a can of water available so you can throw the metal, the discarded material, right into the can of water.
Worst case scenario, let's say someone gets injured around fireworks. What should people do immediately? Immediately call you guys, but what should people do in the meantime?
Well, call 911, obviously, is the first thing. And then remove any hot items from the person. If it's the sparkler wire, get it off of them. If their clothes are on fire, get their clothes off of them. Even once they've been extinguished, remove all those items. If a person has significant burns, their shirt was on fire, whatever, get watches off, rings off, things like that, because the body instantly begins to swell. And then those items become very difficult to get off.
Anything else people should know if they're going to be around fireworks this 4th of July?
You know, right now we understand that we've had a lot of rain and there's a lot of moisture. Grass is green, but there's still some dead foliage out there. And in a week's time, it might be dry again. Who knows? So be cautious where you're shooting off fireworks. I would strongly discourage it in the city limits. I guess, once again, know where they're going to end up. You don't want them going up on the neighbor's roof, for sure.
Thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada and Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.